Furry Friends Friday, it's all brought to you by our friends with the Mason Jar Cafe, and we're talking with Becky Cooper from Animal Aid of Southwest Michigan, and you're introducing us to Theodore, or Teddy. Tell us a little bit about Theodore.
He's about 7 months old. He's scheduled to get neutered next week. He's just the most loving little cuddly guy. He was brought in. His mother was in our feral colony, and she was getting semi-tame. And we noticed that she was very pregnant. We hadn't been able to trap her yet. So we scooped her up, and we had her about a week before she gave birth to 6 kittens. There's 5 of them left up for adoption, 2 girls, four left, 2 girls and the 2 boys are left now for adoption.
Wonderful. Well, you'll be able to see pictures on our Facebook page and Instagram to see more about Teddy. But if someone is interested in adopting, obviously, you know, events and things that you guys are holding are delayed because of everything going on. What about adoptions? How does that process different for you guys now?
We've just been doing extensive telephone interviews, and we ask them to fill out our application, which we can either send them online, or there are some copies at Martin's Paw Mart, or we can, you know, just refer them to the website. And we look over the application, do the standard vet check, but then we just usually do an extensive phone interview and talk to them for a while and, you know, find out why they're looking for a pet and try and make sure we've chosen the right one. And then lately we've just been, like, either dropping the kitty off or meeting them at Paw Mart and just exchanging and saying when everything's sane again, we will, and calling once a week to make sure everything's okay. But a couple of our contracts, we actually haven't finished the contracts because we want to touch base with the people and visit later. But we've actually had an uptick in adoptions a little bit, and we're putting together a special coronavirus kitty package where we will bring the kitty litter box and the food and everything for the week-long home visit when we bring the kitty.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
That no one has to rush out, you know. Because we're seeing especially an uptick in adoptions for our older pets, because so many older people are home alone right now. And they don't necessarily want a younger cat like Teddy. They want something that's more quiet and going to, you know, sit on the couch and be calmer with them, you know. And sometimes there's a fear that the cat, they might outlive the cat. So
Right. We've
seen an uptick on our older adoptions since this has all come up.
Well, that's good. Yeah, good cats. You need good lap cats for when you're sitting and watching TV and doing all of those things. So this is really great. If someone is interested in Teddy, there's also adoption fees are negotiable from what I'm seeing?
Yes. Normally our adoption fee we ask for is $85. It's technically a donation. And the senior fee or for military veterans is $50. We're asking an extra $15 donation for the kitty package, which is about a $35 value. We spend probably an average of $125 to $150 on a healthy cat that comes into system. So basically, we ask for a donation of about half of that just to keep us running.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Becky, for introducing us to Teddy, and we wish you well, and hopefully you get as many great animals adopted and put into great homes, and we appreciate everything that you do, and we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us on Furry Friends Friday today.
Well, I'm looking forward to being in the studio and seeing you guys again. This is a little strange, but thank you for having us on.
Furry Friends Friday, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe, helping our furry friends find homes. Located in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh.